Yong, would you like now to talk a little bit about the effect on the fisheries and how that plays in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think thank you, Kathy, for answer that. I think you see a lot of. I just want to give you an example. What happened to northern shrimp, for example? You know, you look at. We used to have a very. You know, you spend $1, you can buy 1 pound. You know, right next to a road, and those trucks to sell those very you know soft, sweet northern shrimp. But the fishery collapsed because of a failed recruitment in 2014 and never recovered. And we have a moratorium implemented since 2014. And we in hope that if we stop fishing, you know, the northern shrimp will come back. But unfortunately, you know, it has not come back. I think we, last year, we, you know, the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission, which is an agency that responsible for assess and manage this fishery, decided we're going to close for the next 3 years. My point here is that, you know, this fishery probably would never come back as it is in the past because of all the change in the environment in the thermal habitat. And this is a cold water fisheries, and it is one of a very few open access fishery in the whole country. And provide a very valuable employment opportunity for a lot of fishermen during the winter season when the job is not a lot, you know, the fishing opportunities are not is not widely available. And so this is a, you know, this fishery, it's gone. And so how are we gonna respond to this? And that definitely, you know, we have to think about it, you know, whether this the management strategy that we used in the past, whether we need to modify that, you know, instead of maintain a high quantity of the catch, maybe we can change the management objectives, you know, maintain to have a very relatively small scale but a high quality fishery, and so that you know we can benefit economically and socially from this kind of fishery, you know, to adapt to the change. In a fishery caused by the climate change, and I think this is something that you know the climate change also poses a huge problems for fisheries management, and the climate change and the warming temperature in the Gulf of Maine, for example, you know poses shift the baseline basically. So in the fisheries management and assessment, we really depend on the experience that we had in the past. So we collect a lot of data over time. You know, we use that data to figure out, you know, how fish population change with respond to a different level of fish mortality and a different level of and how that, you know, the change in the environment. And this is the kind of experience that we accumulated. But now you have a shift of baseline, and experience that we had in the past will not work anymore. And so this is potentially, you know, if we don't consider that. In assessment and management of the fisheries, and we probably will set our targeted one, and we're going to mismanage the fisheries. So either we're going to overestimate a population or underestimate a population, and with the consequences of underutilizing the resources, a missing opportunity, or you overfish the population. So I think this is a, you know, a huge impact on fisheries and on fisheries management.